It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. As political attack ads bombard the airwaves and digital, we take stock of the Wisconsin Main Street Agenda, a project of USA Today Network Wisconsin Ideas Lab, the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison, and us here at WPR. The project spanned 4 months, 4 town hall meetings, civil political conversations about what voters care about, what they want from elected officials. Join in on questions, takeaways from the Main Street Project, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jim Fitzhenry is Vice President of News and Executive Editor for the USA Today Network Central Wisconsin. Jim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Good morning. And Rob Mentzer with us as well, Assistant News Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Rob, let's start with you. Last week, the Main Street Agenda hosts a town hall in Wausau, stomping grounds for you. You moderated the panel of 5 Wisconsin voters who talked about their top concerns. What did you find out? What issues are most pressing?
Well, you know, some of what they said they were concerned about is very consistent with what, you know, opinion polls are showing that voters care about in this election. So that was abortion, that was inflation and rising prices. You know, one of the panelists expressed that that to her, the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade was significant to women and women's rights, but also as a sign that other freedoms could be rolled back. We see, you know, that certainly is a concern that is animating a lot of voters. But then on a sort of on a broader level, what they were interested to talk about was sort of how toxic political conversations become at this time of year in an election year, or maybe just sort of all the time now. And you know, they expressed that they wanted a place to have a sort of civil conversation, or the ability to actually hear from people who had different views than them in sort of not a shouty cable news way. So I think those were some of the large themes.
Jim, you went to all 4 town hall meetings, took them all in. Can you step back? What is this project's mission and agenda?
Really, what we were trying to do is to do exactly what you said, get away from some of the shouting, some of the toxicity, and to get people actually talking about issues. All these things are deeply connected to how citizens trust the media and how they trust the political process. So we just started this thing, launched it on the 4th of July weekend with just a real simple question of what do you want candidates to be talking about as they compete for your votes this fall? And we had about 13 people who actually took the survey, and we had a couple spots on the forum where people could actually leave us comments. And we received, you know, hundreds of really thoughtful comments from people that didn't fit the stereotype about angry voters or people who were disconnected from the process. It was just the opposite, that people are thoughtful. They thought deeply about things, they care deeply. And I think most importantly, people wanted to be heard.
It's interesting you say that, because, you know, Wisconsin, a swing state, we're ground zero for polarization, as we've been called in the media. You've been reflecting on that a bit, that there's more nuance. I'm wondering, what are you discovering through the Main Street Agenda Project? What did you see there, Jim?
Well, it's just that people didn't fit what we might consider people to be like typical conservative or liberals. The issues that they cared about were sometimes surprising, in that people who were concerned about abortion rights and threats to democracy were equally concerned about inflation. And they didn't fit sometimes what you see on cable TV or some of the just generalized things about voters, that people really are more complex and they really do want to be engaged in the process. And I think that there was just a universal sort of sense from people that what they were seeing on TV, especially with just the saturation of the negative ads, didn't reflect their reality.
Hmm. Jim Fitzhenry there and Rob Mentzer here as well. Jim, executive editor of USA Today Network Central Wisconsin. Rob is WPR's assistant news director as we look at the issues that matter most to voters and the Main Street Agenda Project. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Rob, how is the Main Street Agenda Project? How has it impacted your reporting?
Sure. So those 2,000 some people who filled out the survey, they left contact information, and it's quite hard to in reporting to reach people who have who are sort of like not political professionals, but who have these sort of thoughtful views. It's not impossible, but you know, you could sort of like stand on a street corner and maybe you talk to somebody who has thought about this stuff and maybe not, right? Or you go into a diner.
We label them real people.
yeah, right. But the point being, this was a resource for reporters at WPR and I believe in USA Today Network as well to find people who were, you know, who were real people, who were ordinary voters, but who had given real thought to these issues. And so you found people who are sort of experiencing cross pressures. I was writing a story about abortion politics in the midterms, and I spoke to a woman who had been a lifelong Republican and who had worked on Republican campaigns, but whose political views had changed by the Roe v. Wade decision. And she spoke very candidly about how hard it was to change her political allegiances, but this is like, that's happening. And so, you know, there were a lot of opportunities to find people who were willing to speak quite candidly about how they were prioritizing different issues in a way that is really interesting and I think valuable. It is different than the way, you know, extremely partisan political types might process those issues.
Yes. And Jim, you know, one of the things that stands out on this survey is the future of democracy. More than 2,200 Wisconsin voters respond, and you get this, concern about the future of democracy. What did you see there?
It was pretty overwhelming, the number of people who did that, the number of people who listed themselves as either Democrats or independents. That was their top issue by a long shot. It was number two for Republicans even. So it was something where people do have a sense, and for different reasons that they listed for that. But across the board, people understood that this is a unique time in our history and that they were worried about it. And mostly because of what we've been talking about, the incivility, and the sense that people can't have good, honest, frank discussions about politics.
I keep wanting to match this up with the Marquette Law School poll findings, and I know that's not apples to apples by any stretch, but the Marquette poll said in the latest one, 58% think the state is on the wrong track, that 34% overall think Wisconsin going in the right direction. Did you find, Rob, an air of optimism or pessimism about our state from the Main Street Agenda?
Well, I think that there's, you know, the sort of wrong track is, there's a lot of different ways you can come at saying that, right? Mm-hmm, so inflation mm-hmm. is very high, gas prices are very high, people are feeling pinched. So that, you know, that might lead someone to think that we're on the wrong track. Somebody who is more, who is on the liberal side of things, who is a Democrat, might think that Wisconsin's on the wrong track because there is this sort of gridlock in the state capitol and Republican control of the legislature, right? So I don't think that there's a lot of signs of what I would call optimism, but I also think that people have different diagnoses for why they're, you know, mm-hmm. what's wrong.
Rob Mentzer is assistant news director of WPR. Jim Fitzhenry, vice president of news and executive editor of USA Today Network Central Wisconsin, as we explore takeaways from the statewide Main Street Agenda Project. Join in on issues you've wanted campaigns to address, issues you care deeply about that got sidelined in the midterms, whether you actually feel Wisconsin is ground zero for polarization, 800-642-1234. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We make space to talk about the Main Street Agenda project that in recent months dug deeply into what Wisconsinites think about and what they feel in this campaign season, what they want from elected officials. The Washington Post summed up in a headline last month that Wisconsin is the incubator for America's tribal politics. Is that so? Do you feel deep divisions in your neighborhood or your community? Join in on the Main Street Agenda Project, what it takes to really listen to one another. 800-642-1234. We have a couple partners on this project. WPR's Rob Menser is here and USA Today's Jim FitzHenry. They stay with us. Jim, breaking down the 2,200 respondents on these surveys, 57% Democrats, 31% Independents, 11% identified Republican. So I'm wondering, are you concerned that few Republicans are being represented in your survey results?
Yeah, what we tried to do is not to represent this as a statistically sound poll. It's a survey. And I think that if you break down each of the groups and what they had to say, Republicans were clearly more concerned about the economy and inflation and other issues like that. So it wasn't designed to be a poll like the Marquette poll is, designed to be a survey and just to listen to people. So the thing that struck me was that the future of democracy for all three groups of folks who took the survey was pretty consistent. So, and I think that the views of Republicans on, you know, the economy and inflation pretty much mirror what things like the Marquette poll are showing. So we would have liked to have got a few more Republicans. We're still actually having people take the survey. We'll close it on election day and take a look and report back all the final results on it. But I think it does give us a good snapshot.
And we have a link to it at WPR.org/mornings. Rob Menser, you also have noted in your look at this that people are talking about raising awareness in a Democracy Day campaign, Democracy Day, Election Day, and some universities even recognize it as a holiday, like no classes on campus and encouraging students to participate in events. What can you tell us there?
Well, so, you know, there is a movement that that some people say that Election Day should be a national holiday, right? And I think that I've heard criticisms of the idea that creates, you know, childcare problems for some people and might actually make it harder for people to get to the polls. But I do think that we ought to be able to agree that we should celebrate the sort of like democratic participation. It really is a cornerstone of our system. And I do think that there should be room for nonpartisan, controversial celebrations, that this is not the only way that we can make our voices heard in our system of government, but it's like a very important one. And I'm for anything that promotes more democratic participation.
We heard from Tom in Burlington, called, couldn't stay with us, and they asked if there's a program perhaps in Madison that encourages young people to get out and vote. They say that they're concerned about young people choosing not to vote, as well as turnout more generally. I'm wondering if you have any insights there, Jim, in terms of what this project, how it connected with a younger set of voters?
Yeah, we had, for the people who actually came out to our town halls, We had a lot of older people. We did have a couple of discussions about young voters, and seems to be some mixed opinions there about that. I see a lot of young people who are super energized and motivated and are part of the process. And a lot of the record voter turnout we're seeing is because young people are involved. A lot of discussions about civics education and what kids actually learn in schools and how much voting and democracy are part of that. That's something I thought would be interesting for some follow-up reporting, of to just see what is a high school sophomore, junior, senior, what do they learn about democracy, and how are they taught to be part of the process? Because one of the things is that people are not actually modeling good behavior right now. Was one of the things that people talked about was that that these town halls provided a place for people to actually kind of talk about the virtues of democracy. And it does include talking with people who you don't agree with, listening respectfully, and having a conversation about things.
Jim Fitzhenry there, Vice President of News with USA Today Network Central Wisconsin. Rob Menser, WPR's Assistant News Director, as we talk about the Main Street Agenda Project. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's listen to one voice from the Wausau Town Hall. This is voter Carolyn Rosenberg, who talked about government regulation over health care and reproductive rights.
If you don't have the freedom to make your choices with your professional, if you have a professional, and a lot of people don't, do you really want the government telling you what to do with your body and in your bedroom? I don't think so.
Rob Menser, do you expect the Supreme Court's overturning Roe to have an effect on voter turnout?
Well, so it's quite clear that it was and is a motivating voting issue for Democrats. So it's also quite clear that it has fallen out of the sort of most important issues that voters list more recently as the election grows closer. So we will know soon enough, right? We will know on Tuesday night. What it looks like now, based on polling, is that it is an issue that has kept Democrats engaged in the election and may drive turnout that some others might have stayed home in a midterm. It's not clear that it's going to be sort of like the controlling issue of the election. That's probably going to be inflation.
Inflation. And Jim, your thoughts there as well, because another thing that came up in the Main Street Agenda was climate change being a key issue, which you haven't seen on the campaign trail. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, that's one of the things that for independents and Democrats was number two of an issue consistently across the board. And I've seen little to nothing discussion about that. And it really stands out because it's something that our partners at La Follette had uncovered when they had done their polling last year, that a growing number of people were concerned about the environment, and that a growing number of conservatives were interested in the environment, climate change, and wanted to see something done about it. And yet there's been little to no discussion about that in the campaign. So I think that gets into one of the big things that this project was trying to take a look at, which is reconnecting politics to what people actually care about, and not the latest poll numbers, not the latest attack ads and things like that. So having the Follett faculty take part in all four of the town halls was great, because they could actually connect the public policy, mm-hmm. which all these issues have deep, important, significant public policy, and talk about that in a context that was often about, weighing choices, weighing things that were happening, was also like really revealing, because it gave people a stronger basis to talk about the issues and to understand them.
Jim and Rob, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this project.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Jim Fitzhenry is Vice President of News and Executive Editor for the USA Today Network, Central Wisconsin. Rob Mentzer is Assistant News Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. We have links to the Wisconsin Main Street Agenda reporting, the recorded town hall meetings, and the agenda questionnaire. Find them at WPR.org/mornings. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.